When a Texas electricity plan calls itself 100% renewable, it is not describing the electrons that power your lights. It is describing a paper certificate purchased separately from the power grid. Understanding that distinction is the most important thing a Texas household can know before paying a premium for a green plan. What a renewable energy credit actually is. A renewable energy credit, or REC, is a tradable certificate that represents the environmental attributes of 1 megawatt hour of electricity generated from a renewable source, such as wind, solar, hydro, or biomass. The system was created by the Environmental Protection Agency and is administered through tracking registries. In Texas, most RECs are tracked through the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT system, and a national registry called PJM-GATS, or APX. Here is the key mechanic. When a wind farm in West Texas generates 1 megawatt hour of electricity, it produces two things at once. First, it sends actual electrons into the ERCOT grid. Second, it generates 1 REC. Those two things can be sold separately. The wind farm can sell the electricity to one buyer and sell the REC to a completely different buyer, including your retail electricity provider. When your provider buys enough RECs to match your household's consumption, it can legally call your plan 100% renewable under rules established by the Federal Trade Commission's Green Guides and Texas Public Utility Commission, PUCT regulations. The electrons reaching your outlet, however, come from whatever mix ERCOT dispatched that hour: natural gas, nuclear, wind, or solar. Why the grid does not sort electrons by source? The ERCOT grid is a shared system. Every generator, gas turbine, wind farm, nuclear reactor, injects electricity into the same transmission network. There is no physical way to route a specific electron from a specific generator to a specific house. This is true of every interconnected grid in the country, not just Texas. This is not a flaw or a deception. It is simply how alternating current grids function. RECs exist precisely because society wanted a mechanism to financially support renewable generation, even though electron sorting is impossible. The logic is that if enough buyers pay a premium for RECs, that revenue flows back to renewable generators, making new clean capacity more financially viable to build. Whether that logic holds up in practice is a fair debate. Critics argue that RECs, especially older cheap ones from wind farms that were already profitable, provide little additional incentive for new renewable development. Supporters argue that any market signal favoring renewable generators over fossil fuel generators is net positive, even if the effect is indirect. Not all green plans work the same way. The distinction that matters most to a Texas consumer is whether the RECs in a plan are bundled or unbundled. Bundled RECs come from a specific renewable generator that your provider has contracted with directly. Your provider is buying both the electricity and the environmental attributes from the same source. Some providers even name the wind farm or solar project. This is the stronger form of a green claim, because the premium you pay has a clearer line to a specific clean energy project. Unbundled RECs are purchased on the open market, separately from the electricity itself. A provider buys generic RECs from a registry to offset consumption. These RECs can be very cheap, sometimes less than $1 per megawatt hour, and they may come from renewable projects that have been generating power for a decade and would operate regardless of whether anyone bought their RECs. The environmental benefit of this approach is genuinely contested. Texas electricity disclosure labels, required by PUCT, must show a plan's fuel mix. Reading that label is the fastest way to determine whether a provider is making a substantive commitment or simply buying inexpensive certificates. What wind power plan means in Texas. Some retail electricity providers in Texas market plans specifically as wind-powered rather than generically renewable. This usually means the provider has a power purchase agreement with one or more Texas wind farms, locking in both the electricity supply and the associated RECs from that specific source. Texas has more installed wind capacity than any other state, ERCOT 2025 annual report. And wind routinely provides 20 to 30% of total ERCOT generation on a given day. A provider with a genuine wind contract is making a more direct connection to Texas renewable infrastructure than one buying generic RECs on the spot market. That said, a wind power plant still does not guarantee that wind electrons reach your home at any given moment. The grid mechanics described above apply equally. The distinction is financial and contractual, not physical. Is a green electricity plan worth the premium? The answer depends on what the buyer is trying to accomplish. If the goal is to reduce the carbon footprint attributed to personal electricity consumption, a REC-backed plan accomplishes that under every standard accounting framework used by corporations, governments, and environmental organizations. If a company needs to report Scope 2 emissions, REC purchases are a recognized method, CDP-GHG protocol. If the goal is to directly cause new renewable generators to be built in Texas, the connection is weaker, especially with unbundled RECs from mature wind farms. A household that installs rooftop solar or invests in a community solar subscription creates a more direct link between spending and new capacity. If the goal is simply to pay less for electricity, a green plan is probably not the right choice. As of August 10, 2026, plans listed on Choose My Power show a median rate of 15.1 cents per kilowatt hour at 1,000 kilowatt hours usage. Many green labeled plans sit at or above that median. The cheapest plan listed that day, Just Energy Smart Choice 12, at 5.6 cents per kilowatt hour, all in at 1,000 kilowatt hours in the lowest cost utility area, is not a green plan. Households prioritizing cost savings should compare all plan types, not only renewable ones. How to evaluate a green plan before signing? Four questions cut through most green plan marketing. Are the RECs bundled or unbundled? The electricity facts label, EFL, required by PUCT, will show the fuel mix. If it lists 100% wind or solar with a named facility, the RECs are likely bundled. A generic renewable label with no named source usually means unbundled. Where are the RECs from? RECs generated in Texas and retired in ERCOT have a stronger claim on the Texas grid's environmental profile than RECs purchased from a national registry that may originate in the Pacific Northwest. Is there a price premium, and is it justified? Compare the all-in rate at your actual usage level against the plan index on Choose My Power. A 1 to 2 cent per kilowatt hour premium for genuinely bundled Texas RECs is a defensible trade-off. A 4 to 5 cent premium for unbundled spot market RECs is harder to justify on environmental grounds. Does the plan have a bill credit structure? Some green plans carry the same billing traps as any other plan. As of August 10, 2026, 18 of 126 plans listed on Choose My Power carry a bill credit cliff, where the bill at 500 kilowatt hours runs more than $25 above the bill at 1,000 kilowatt hours. That structure affects any household with variable usage, green or otherwise. The bottom line on RECs and green electricity in Texas. RECs are a legitimate, legally recognized tool for attributing renewable generation to specific consumers. But the quality of that claim varies substantially depending on whether RECs are bundled or unbundled, new or decades old, and sourced from Texas or elsewhere. A Texas household that wants to act on climate concern through its electricity bill is better served by understanding these mechanics than by trusting a 100% renewable label at face value. Reading the electricity facts label, asking about REC sourcing, and comparing the total cost against market rates will lead to a more honest decision than any marketing description alone.